Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
There were young people who performed the Mahotela Queen's music, and he just loved the dancing. Michael always loved anything that was dancing. Then he would stand up and try and get on with his kids to find out how they were doing all the Pansula dance. And you see him beaming and smiling. But, hello, I'm Michael Jackson. How are you? And, you know, you get a handshake with that gold, the golden glove. It was fascinating.
What did you ask him? Your first question.
Well, I think it was just a common question. How do you find South Africa? It's very nice. I like it.
Amazing.
I'm probably going to buy a place here.
Cape Town. And, I mean, you would have loved to work with, if he said, Sipho, listen, do you want to play saxophone? Or listen, do you want to play drums in my backing band or whatever? I mean, have you had any opportunities like that with big names all over the world?
Yes.
Because I know when you were in Zim, Rhodesia in those days, the band Harari, you had that opportunity to go to America. What happened there? Because I think one of the band members passed away.
Yes, Selby passed away. In fact, Selby was Hugh Masekela's cousin. And we had been touring, Rhodesia then, Zimbabwe and Botswana and so on. And then we got to meet Kaifa Semenya. And Kaifa didn't bring... hadn't brought his bass player and a drummer, and he wasn't too sure if he was going to pull it off, you know, with South African musicians. And we showed him up because he didn't realize that we had been listening to some of the music that he had recorded, which was very popular in South Africa. And of course, I was more inspired by jazz drummers, you know, like Eli Mabuza, Gordon Fundu, David Ramakase, and of course Elvin Jones and some of the American musicians. And I could play anything easily. And Kaifas asked me if I could play the music. And I started playing his songs, and he says, oh, you know, Kaifas loves to speak Setswana. He says, oh, what is it, dipina tse, you know, in meaning that I knew the songs. And I said, of course, I listened to the songs. And I think when he went back to the States, he told you that, hey, there were some youngsters out there, killer musicians. I didn't know that people at home, you know, because when these people left, they were not introduced to any other music other than what they were hearing in America. So they didn't realize that the musicians at home worked just as hard. And he told Hugh Masekela about us, and we had just recorded the Harari album, and we sent Hugh the album. He flipped, such that Mary Makeba recorded one of our songs, and Hugh sent for us. He wrote a letter to Selby to say, look, I'm looking to be playing with guys at home. Can you guys come and join me? Yes, we will come and join you. 2 weeks later, Selby died.
But Selby was your partner, your friend, your...
He was
I
everything.
Mean, you, it must have been... How did you pick yourself up after that? I mean, you came back to South Africa, right?
It was... No, he actually died here.
Oh, did he? Okay.
He died in South Africa. And we had just gone to a party. You know, there was a group from Lesotho called Uhuru, Sankomoto, Tsepetsula, and all those guys. So we were actually celebrating some of the... South African-American musicians who had been to Lesotho and had come home. And these were the musicians who were saying, hey, man, we heard you guys, Hugh Masekela is coming, and you guys are going to be playing with him, and you're going to be going to America. And, of course, we were all excited. That evening, there was a lady called Tande Kangono. She used to back Miriam Kaifa's letter and Hugh. So there were, you know, there was a whole motley crew of South Africans in the US that would work with each other and so on. So obviously we were quite excited, and I took Selby home at that evening. I think it was about 3 o'clock in the morning after the party. And We had planned to meet at Lucky Ranch in Chabeleng's place, who was the promoter of Sankumota. That's where we had a party the night before. So we had planned to meet in the morning. So I went to Dube, waited for Selby, and for some reason he had not arrived. And I thought, maybe he was tired, he's still sleeping. And three ladies come around and they started crying. And these people were saying, oh, no, no, Sipo, have you heard Selby died? And I just dismissed it because I was the last person to drop him. Mm. I took him home. I said, no, are you talking about Selby from our band? And they said, yes, yes. You know, girls loved Selby. He was good looking. And they were crying, and I said, no, man, Selby's okay. He's probably sleeping. And I just said, no, 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 Sipo. We heard Selby has passed on. And I was beginning to, you know. And I think Lucky, who was the promoter, said to me, Sipo, maybe you should go to, you know, you should go to Deep Kloof just to go and check. And I had a microbus that I was driving, Mary's car. And all of us got into that car, and we started driving to Dublin, but I was getting nervous. I mean, it was 3 o'clock, so only about 4 hours, I had dropped him. It would not have been possible for me to think that Selby would have died within that time. And as we drove around to his house, and I saw the hearse, it was one of those moments that really shattered me. It just shattered me. I just didn't know. Even still then, I just didn't believe that it had happened. I wanted to, you know, to hear it. I wanted to see him. I drove and parked the car. Just as I was walking in, his dad came out. And he said, there's your friend. He's gone. Yeah, that was it.
And that's changed your life in a way, hey? You turned around and you had to decide, listen, we're not, because, you know, when you are band members, you eat together, you tour together, you fight.
Slept together.
And you did everything. You
know, everything together.
How did your life change after that, after the funeral and whatever? You had to pick yourself up again. Was it difficult?
It was very, very difficult. In fact, at some stage, I wasn't too sure if I wanted to carry on. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I thought I had to recollect my, you know, my strength. And I thought, assuming I had been the one who had died, what would have Selby done? Would he have stopped playing? Of course not. In honor to him, then maybe one should consider continuing. And I also think that Alec as well had just given up, because at that time there were only three of us. And Alec had decided, no, I don't even think it's worth it. He went to go and find a job somewhere and so on. And I went to Alec and I said, look, let's think about what would have Selby decided if any of us died. And we both agreed that he probably would have continued. And that's how we managed to recollect our strengths and record it. And I started looking for other musicians, you know, recruiting people. But of course, Alec was there. And I went to Thelma. Thelma was a woman pianist that used to play with a group called the Minerals. I went to ask her to come and play because the Minerals had also disintegrated. And her dad said, go ahead. Of course, what Selby's death had also meant is that because this group was very popular, every media just picked up on it. You know, we were in every newspaper, so it was just a natural phenomenon that we would grow bigger. With Thelma coming to join us, and then I recruited a guitarist from Zim, Louis Mhlanga. He was a percussionist from Malawi. And the band, of course, started growing. Mm. And we recorded our first album. Wow. Voila. Everybody started inviting the band to come and perform.
It's an amazing story as well about how you can actually be positive and pick up your life and continue on behalf of your best friend or whatever. And
absolutely.
Still today on stage, do you think of him, flashes? Do you do it for him every single day?
It does.
It's amazing.
Especially when I do the song Norwegian Wood.
Okay.
It's that experimental journey that I always recollect and think, the first time I sang on stage, Selby played guitar on that song. And it just brings back those great memories. I don't want to think of his passing. I always think of the great times that we used to
celebrate
and
life.
All that stuff, you know. Of course his passing was devastating in a way. But at the same time it also inspired new ideas and new thoughts in what we were doing.
The squatter camp story as well, hey? I mean, you knew those guys, and I mean,
I actually wanted to record some music with them. You know, I think at some stage, in fact, they remembered that I had wanted to record an album with them. Because I've always considered, you know, as I keep referring to an experimental journey, my music is all about that. You know, if I hear things that I think I like and I can relate to, I want to work with those things. And of course, Squatter Camp was one of this new group that just came into the scene. Their rap that I heard from them was representative of who I am as a township person. And I just loved them. And I told the record company that I wanted to work with Squatter Camp. I wanted to get them to do one rap song on my album. But I never really got to the point where I could record with them because they started traveling. I also was traveling. So we just never really got to get together to do that.
Yeah, it's amazing how music can touch people. And when musicians die, people really feel it. I mean, it's it's really sad.
Absolutely.
Kurt Cobain, absolutely. Michael Jackson. I mean, these rock stars.
Lucky Dubé.
Lucky, another one.
Oh, wow. Lucky.
We'll talk about Lucky a little later on because I want to talk about Lucky. He used to arrive at the SABC with these vinyls for me to play on radio. So an hour gone already. Can you believe it, Super?
Are you kidding?
An hour gone. And you're still in high school, sort of. We're still moving on. We'll chat again, and then I want to play. How about some Miriam Makeba next? Would you like me to play some Miriam Makeba? We'll talk about Miriam.
Please do.
37942 at a cost of 1 rand 50. Say hello to Sipho Hartsick. Maybe you were at one of his concerts, or maybe you know him.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simons.